I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1897, and the founding charter of the Amalgamated Meat Cutters Union was formed out of the merger of seven other unions. What made the Meat Cutters unique for its time was that it included both skilled, or craft labor, and unskilled, or industrial workers. Organizing this complex workforce was made even more difficult because of the diversity of skills and ethnic makeup of the laborers that made up the stockyards. From the Civil War until the 1920s, the stockyards on Chicago's south side were the heart of the meatpacking industry. Railways from Chicago brought meat raised on Midwestern grazing lands and farms to East Coast markets. In 1880, the Chicago stockyards processed 20 million cows and pigs. The workers who processed these animals worked in deplorable and unsafe conditions for low wages. In 1904, the Amalgamated Meat Cutters Union led a major strike in the stockyards of Chicago. Author Upton Sinclair included the strike in his famous novel, The Jungle. The strike was broken, in part, by management bringing in scab labor. African Americans were among that scab labor. Black workers had been largely excluded from union leadership in the yards. At the time, black workers also were often organized into segregated locals, especially in the skilled trades. The failure of the 1904 strike evidenced the importance of organizing workers across racial and ethnic lines. It was an example of the long-standing tactic by management to attempt to divide workers by race and ethnicity, a tactic that continues to this day, highlighting the labor call of "United we bargain, divided we beg." Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.